Welcome back. We got a huge hour ahead. How exciting has this been so far? Even you're kind of wrapped up in this hour.
Did you see the size of the knife they were using?
Yeah, it's a massive
It was a machete.
Samurai sword.
Yeah, it's a huge knife that they have made a cake out.
Machete for a birthday cake.
Al, many years ago, like pretty close to the beginning of the time we were out here, we had an intern named Colleen Wolf. And it was the intern contest that we would do. Yeah. And we had her drive.
Yeah,
all the way out here from Philadelphia, just to say to somebody, you're fired.
She loved it.
And she took that job.
Yeah.
And now she is a star on the NFL Network, their best host, really.
Yeah.
And she is on live with us right now, Colleen Wolf. Hi, Colleen.
Angelo, first of all, happy Angelo Cataldi Day. And let me just say, firing people for you is the best job I've ever had.
All right, but you remember you used to come all the way out here, Colleen, but then you would tell somebody they were hired and we give them something, right?
That was like less fun, though.
She loved firing people. Who knew that years later you would be a major star and working at NFL Network? We're so proud of you, Colleen. I can't even begin to tell you.
Started with you guys. Honestly, this radio show changed my entire life. I was going to be an art teacher, so this was never the plan. And you guys, Rhea bringing me in, and this entire show changed the entire course of my life.
It's incredible. Wow. We're so pleased with how this all worked out. Kyle, are these great matchups this weekend for the NFL?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about these games. Obviously, to be home. I'm in Philadelphia right now for the game. I'll be over at the link on Sunday. But both of these games are so good. The final four teams, they've been excellent all season long. And the Niners and the Eagles are so interesting just because they are so similar. It's like mirror images, the two teams. So this one's going to be so, so difficult to call ahead of time.
All right, but we're looking here at the best defense Eagle will face this year, right, Kyle? The Niners are the best defense in the NFL.
Oh, no question. How about the job DeMeco Ryans has done?
Wow.
Like, for some reason, I feel like I can feel like I'm part of that because DeMeco Ryans was on the Eagles before. So it's like, you know what? It all started with the Eagles. Maybe they had something to do with this. But the Niners defense is so good because it all starts with Nick Bosa. And the way that he plays off of the edge, and they use him all over the place. So he can go up against Lane Johnson. He can go up against Jordan Mailata. They have to look out for him on both sides. But I will say it's not like how the Eagles are built, because the Eagles have multiple players that can rush the quarterback, have multiple players with double-digit sacks. And Nick Bosa, I mean, he's the guy that runs everything there. And then there's like a big fall off in terms of sacks.
Hey, Kyle, Al Morgani, you know how much you respect him. He said the whole thing comes down to quarterbacks. Quarterbacks win in the biggest games, and that's where the Eagles have a huge advantage, don't they?
Because these teams are so similar, both teams have good offensive lines, both teams have great defensive fronts as well. But that one place, the most important position in all of football, is the quarterback position, and that's absolutely where the Eagles have the edge. And they also have home field advantage. And when you think about it, Brock Purdy, yes, he's a rookie. He hasn't lost yet. So he really hasn't played in any hostile environments. You could say Seattle because, yes, that's loud, but Seattle and Vegas are the only two road games he's ever played. So then you put him in Philadelphia, and if they get a strip sack or a turnover early and fall behind, that's going to be a problem for the Niners.
All right, hold on. This is the one thing about Kyle now. She's seen all the major spots in the NFL.
Yep.
Kyle, how do we rank in terms of noise and fan support for some of the big other places in the NFL?
Oh, I mean, this is the top. Are you kidding me? First of all, I'm completely biased, but this is the most hostile environment. Philly fans don't play around. They never have. They never will. And especially in a title game. The Niners are toast. A couple of the Niners actually talked about it. I think it was Trent Williams who talked about it this week, saying, like, no matter what, every time he's ever played here, it has been an issue. Philly fans, they let you know early that you are not welcome, and they continue that throughout the entire game.
Kyle, you clearly do not hide your affiliation with this area.
No.
Does this cause any trouble for you on social media or elsewhere that you're an Eagles fan and you're open about it?
Social media, and I've been called into the principal's office multiple times at work, but I can't hide it. Like, I just need to be me. You need to be your own person in this world. You got to make your way that way, and I can't change. So I'm probably going to wear a pretzel sash on Sunday when I pick the Eagles to win this game, and I'm unapologetic about it.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that. Now, I'm just curious. In this world that we're in now, Colin, this is how it's changed since you work with us. Everybody's trying to get attention with super hot takes. I don't sense that you've fallen into that trap. Can you talk about the pressure there is on national broadcasters now to bring attention to themselves?
Yeah, that's not something that's ever been my bag, because I think a lot of times it's phony and people can see right through it. So you have to be genuine about how you actually feel. And I'm a terrible liar. So if I tried to have a hot take that I didn't believe in, everyone would recognize that right off the bat.
That's a great answer. I'm just curious. We know you have gone so far already. You have a goal? Is there an ultimate goal that you would like to someday do, Kyle?
And I'm doing it right now. This was never the plan. But from the moment I walked into WIP, I could not believe that this was a job that you guys had and this was a career that you made for yourselves. And so I caught this wave, and somehow I'm still riding the wave, and I don't know where it's going to take me or how long it's going to last, but, like, I just keep riding the wave and seeing where it goes.
Kyle, I got to tell you something. Al Morgetti, you know Al.
Yeah.
You saw this from day one, didn't you? You said, wow, she's going to be big. Right?
Well, she's never going to be big.
Not in terms of height.
No.
Come on.
Not in stature. She's rather short. But, what did you see that made you know Kyle was going to be successful?
She's funny, and she works hard. And I mean, I knew from the beginning. It was like, this kid. So I could have fun with her. No matter what I did, she could deal with it.
Yeah.
Lighting everything on fire or whatever.
Yeah, Al did
trying
a lot
to cut my hair.
Yeah.
Yep, you did, Kyle. He did a lot of pranking with you, right? And you just sloughed it off. You handled it great.
You guys had me thinking that I was doing a live update, but Rhea was actually doing it. And Al comes in the studio with a vacuum cleaner and starts vacuuming around me. Like, what? This was amazing training. This is the best training I could have ever asked for the job that I have now.
And then you married well, too.
Yes.
John Gonzalez. She's married to John Gonzalez, who was at NBC Sports Philadelphia. How's John doing, Kyle?
Great. He's basking in the California sun, and he's still sleeping like a baby right now.
What a deal he got. Kyle, where will you be Sunday? It sounds like you're going to be in the parking lot somewhere.
Yes, we will be in the parking lot outside of Xfinity Live. I'll be with Mike Garofolo, Philadelphia's own. Yeah. Plus Kurt Warner, so it'll be a great time. You guys should stop down.
And you are predicting an Eagles victory. Is that correct, Kyle?
100%.
Hallelujah. Colleen Wolf, Kyle, we're so proud of you. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Guys, love you, and good luck. I still don't believe you're retiring, though.
Oh, it's true. It's happening, Kyle. Thank you, sweetie.
Bye, guys.
Colleen Wolf, one of the sweetest people. And I will say, Al, you saw her potential even before I did. You just knew. And you initiated her into broadcasting with all the foolishness.
Al tortured her like every day, and she never blinked an eye.
She went for a bank loan. I put a soup ladle in her pocketbook.
Rhea, I know you don't like this, but I got to say it.
What?
You inspired that young woman. You mentored her.
Well, I will say this. I've, like one of the few people, this is when you know you're old, I was friends with Colleen's dad. So I knew her like before she came here, and she just wanted to come in and intern. And I was like, yeah, it'll be great. Come on in. It'll be fun. And
there you go.
Unbelievable. Yeah, she's a massive superstar. I'm so proud.
She once pulled me aside and asked me how stable Al is.
She did do that?
She did, yes.
I hope you said not Barry, because he's not. Al, you're unbelievable. Sean's up from Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. How are you guys today? Getting psyched up.
We're very excited. We got a whole bunch of people eating cake here in Atlantic City. What are you feeling down in Maryland, Sean?
Hey, getting ready. I'm getting ready. I'm going to my favorite spot, my favorite sports bar on Sunday. I've got my favorite player. I've got my Hassan Reddick jersey waiting to go. I cannot wait. Until we can put these Chris Sims, Will Bond, and all these other Hurts haters to sleep this weekend. I absolutely cannot wait for it.
Sean, the Reddick thing, I think he's huge in this game because Reddick is a pass rusher that Purdy has never seen before. Nobody's that quick off the corner, and I don't think he's going to be ready for him. I honestly don't. I think that's where the Eagles are going to win the game because Reddick's going to strip him. That's my prediction. Yeah, I really believe that.
Yeah, this guy, he is all over the place. Sideline to sideline football, never quits on a play. It can be 50 yards away from him. He never quits on a play because he knows there's always a possibility to get involved with that football.
And the other thing, if you look at photos, Purdy has teeny tiny hands. So if you get your hand near the football, it will fly out of his hand. Al, he does not have big hands.
Well, it's like our producer, yeah.
Oh, hold on, let me see. Oh, wow, that is tiny. Holy, Dave, seriously? You set up all this equipment with those tiny little hands?
How is that possible?
Wow, I can't believe that. Sean, do you have a winner or a weasel?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to throw a winner at Rhea.
Okay.
You know, all the attention this week has been on, of course, the Eagles. We're going into the NFC Championship. But let's not forget last weekend when the Temple men's basketball team took down the number one ranked Houston Cougars. They are my winner of the week.
They're playing right to Rhea's alma mater, Rhea Temple
I loved
Hoops.
I loved it. It was absolutely awesome. They're not my winner of the week, but that was really, really, really awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen,
court.
See you, Mr. Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, the talk stylings of Will of God. Hi, Will.
Yo, what? You know what? What's up, man? Oh, my God.
All right, Will. Will, where will you be Sunday? People are all asking here. They want to come see you.
Yo, you know, I'm going to do one better than that. I'm going to be there tonight at Chickens and Pete. That's my dog, Pete. I started my Eagles chant at Chickens and Pete. Okay. I'm not going to show up again tonight.
But wait. You're going to be there when I'm there and Ava's there?
Yes,
hold on.
Yes.
I just got word Wechter can't make it.
I was thinking about it. I'm out.
Will, what are you going to do at the pep rally tonight?
You know, my Eagles shit. And whatever else, you know, everybody want me to do spontaneously. But I got to tell you something, man. I'm going to do something special today because I make up commercials. So I'm going to do a freestyle commercial. You're going to give me whatever to do. Let's just show the world. But today I'm out here, right? It's so crazy because I'm about to lose my damn storage unit going foreclosure. I'm out here, over here in Shawham. What's up, Shawham Police? With a bike. I'm riding my bike, about to go up to Shawham and do some tree jobs. Trying to make some daggone money. Yo, it's about to be crazy, man.
All right, Al, he's going to Cheltenham on his bike.
Yeah, he's got some tree. He does tree work. So that's
tough
work.
You do a lot of tree work. Yeah. Well, I'm just curious, do you have anything that you want? I want to do the cheer at the end of this. I just want to know, do you think the Eagles will go to the Super Bowl?
Yes, man. Think about it. It's a classic. Andy Reid versus the Eagles, and then you at the parade, and me on the float going crazy.
Oh, you're on the float, too.
You're on a float, Will.
What?
That sounds like maybe he could come on my float out.
You can get his special chant at the parade.
That would be perfect. All right, well, listen, I got a lot of people here. They want to hear your cheer. Could you do your cheer?
Yeah, but I was going to do a commercial before that if you want.
I think we got enough commercials.
Nobody wants
on the
a commercial.
Show. We want the cheer. Everybody's dying to hear your cheer.
All right, well, let's go. Hey, Philly, and if you're not from Philly, I don't care. You're family now, baby. If you listen to WIP, flash some lights 3 times and blow that horn 5 times. Like a beep, 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 beep. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go. Ooh, I see you. Are y'all ready?
Yep.
Yeah, get to it.
Are you speaking ready? Ready? E-H-L-E-S.
What?
E-H-L-E-S. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-H-L-E-S.
What?
E-H-L-E-S.
Who?
E-H-L-E-S.
Where?
E-H-L-E-S.
Will of God, Al.
Yep.
coming in.
He's got the energy.
At least the end made sense.
Al, now, I know you were on the fence about coming to the pep rally.
Yeah, I just went, jump back.
you're in or out?
I'm out.
He's out.
No, you leave more room for Will. He'll get him all cranked up. And Pete can't wait.
Rhea, I know you were kind of close on that, too. Yep. She's out. Is Ava there? She's the host.
She's out, too.
And Pete just closed. Right.
215-592-9494. Who's on the hot seat? We'll find out next. WIP Sports Time 960.
I wonder.
922 is the time. Coming up in a few minutes is Jay Black. It's a very awkward situation with the Burkesses, who will do the Eagles game on Sunday.
Right.
Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen.
Yep.
Greg Olsen this week came out and publicly said he hopes that Brady keeps playing football because he doesn't want to take a step back. It's so awkward because, Olsen has actually been the best of the analysts this year, and he's going to get demoted for Brady. Nobody knows if he can do it.
No,
do you know if Brady can do it, Rhea?
No.
I don't know if he can do it. And they've already handed him $350 million, which is just mind-boggling.
Jeez.
We'll get to look into that in a minute because, of all the different parameters, I would be more likely to listen to these guys than the other guys, but I'm not going to. I'm going to listen to Mel Reese.
Of course.
And Mike Quick. Ava Graham.
Yes.
Who is on the hot seat today?
Well, Angelo, with the big game on Sunday, I needed an assist. I got a little help here from Calvary Christian Academy. Today, the Eagles are on the hot seat, sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money. Hot seat.
Fly, Eagles fly on the road to victory.
The Eagles are one win away from the Super Bowl, and you gotta do it, boys. You gotta win. Do it for the fans.
No way that they're gonna come into our house and take the NFC Championship game away from us. It's not happening, okay?
Pretty woman. Beachy's gonna make you scream.
Purdy and the boys coming in here. Give me a break. It's gonna be fly, Eagles, fly.
I don't care where y'all gonna be at on Sunday. Just make sure the city is rocking for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Game will be a victory for the birds.
Do it for the veterans.
There is a strong possibility that Sunday will be the last time that either Jason Kelce or Brandon Graham or both ever play a game at the link.
And do it for Angelo. Send the big man out with the bang.
We're going to win the whole kit and caboodle because it's your last, you're retiring, and they're going to win one for the Gipper.
Show meant everything to me when I had my brain surgery. It meant everything. I love you, buddy.
This is your moment.
I see.
I love it. Ava, thank you so much. Ava, are you coming tonight? Will of God will be there.
I have to go tonight. I'm hosting it, 6 o'clock. Chickies and Pete, South Philly, Bud Light Eagles, Pep Rally, Jeremiah Trotter, Hugh Douglas. We got a bunch of giveaways, including tickets to the game. Come hang out, and it's going to be a great, great time. Last week, actually, Ange, my mom was featured on the news dancing with Swoop.
That's cool.
She's coming back down. She's going to have a good time.
All right. A real weird thing has happened behind the scenes here. Mm-hmm. It just occurred to me.
Right.
We did not hear from the kids from Holy Angel School.
Oh, no.
Because every line has been clogged the whole morning.
Oh, boy.
I, however, do have Principal Patty's own number.
Okay.
There's
so we
a
are
shock.
Hoping. Man, what do you mean that's a shock?
Let me see. You have several hoagie shops, my phone, and Principal Patty.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Do you have Al's number?
The only reason I had Principal Patty's number, they have a very nice hoagie shop right now at Holy Angel School. Anyway, we literally now, because I know those little kids are waiting to do the Eagles fight song.
Yep.
And I think it's bad karma if we don't somehow get them on.
Right.
So we're working a back channel here.
So they've been missing class standing there while she's dialing?
I think that, Al, they were scheduled for 8:45, and it's now almost 9:30, and they have not gotten on.
Oh, they'll be in a
so
good
So they're
mood.
Probably unruly. In fact, she said they even had a little. Oh, I think we got her on now. Hold on. Here we go. Good job there. Principal Patty, are you there?
Should we get in your class?
Patty, are you there?
Go down.
Right, we don't have
gotta
her ready
them,
yet.
We got to get them all arranged all right, again.
Get them, Joe. Keep monitoring that. We'll try to get her on as soon as we can. I will go to Glenn in Center City. Hi, Glenn.
Everybody. Hey, when you guys are talking about Reddick, he's going to have some extra incentive with Bosa on our line, on the other side of the football. He's going to have a big game. Watch.
Reddick, I believe Reddick will get a couple of sacks and, more importantly, will strip the ball, which will get us a turnover in their territory, which the Eagles will turn into points. Points are going to be at a priority. Mm-hmm. Turnovers are going to be major. And Reddick is the guy who's going to get it for you. That's my prediction. So, Glenn, give me a winner, a weasel.
I got a weasel. I got a big weasel. Xfinity Live for having the Giants have a block party in our city last Saturday.
Yeah, that
and
was
they're having another one this Sunday for the 49ers, by the
with
way.
With the Niners, right? How are they doing that when they're a local facility? I don't understand that.
I think they use American money.
No, Al. Excuse me, but we have American money, too, and they would fill every seat in there with Eagles fans.
Yeah, well, it's just outbid them, I guess.
I just want to say, without breaking any laws,
right?
They are going to be some people in there.
Yeah, make it
and
fun.
They are going to make a ruckus. You have to blow them their doors off.
Yeah, I guarantee you, though, if Dallas had won, they probably would not have.
No, happened. Al, that's the point.
Al, Infinity Live. Is that the weasel?
No, so far it's Diggs is the right. On deck circle.
I believe now we may be ready. Let's try back at Holy Angel School again. Hi, Principal Patty.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Sorry we couldn't get through. It's been very busy today. Do you have all the kids there?
It's all good. It's all good. I actually released them back to class, but I have my favorite sixth grade here. Let's hear it, sixth grade.
All right, so the sixth grade will be the one singing for the whole school today. Is that right, Patty?
We are representing Holy Angels. Yes, we are.
All right, Patty, let's hear a stirring rendition of the Eagles fight song.
Nice and loud, guys. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly, get a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit him low, hit him high, and watch our eagles fly, on the road to victory.
A-A-L-E-S, yay! Beautiful, Patty. Patty, apologize for the rest of the school. It's
all
just been
good,
crazy.
Also, we love you guys. Let's go, Birds.
All right, and listen, if it's a Super Bowl, we'll make sure you have a separate line, okay?
Okay, all right.
Holy Angel School, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey. Hold on a minute. I screwed this up again. Anthony's here. Hi, Ant.
Hey, Ant. How you doing today?
I'm great, Anthony. How are you?
Very well, very well. I had a point about the game and a winner of the week, but I first wanted to say congratulations on a great career, and I hope you have a blessed retirement.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's coming very shortly now. Either next week at this time or 3 weeks from now.
You've kept it quiet, so thanks.
All right. Anyway, Anthony, what do you want to say about this game?
I don't think there's that much reason to be scared of this team, the 49ers. They were 5-3 on the road this season, and they've lost to three teams that are in the top 10 in the draft this year. The only team that they played that was above 500 that they won on the road against was the Seahawks. They don't perform well against the road, and Brock Purdy hasn't been on the road in Philly, so he has no clue what he's in for this weekend. I think we definitely have a double-digit win, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
I have a feeling it's going to be easier than everybody says it is. I maybe that's just wishful thinking, but I have a feeling that, again, our opponent's a little overrated. The real test, I'd like to believe, will not happen until they go to the Super Bowl and beat Andy Reid.
I can't imagine you hitting a rookie in the mouth and him being able to respond quickly.
Right?
I just can't
That's
see it.
That's what you have to do. Do you know the Buddy Ryan Eagles would say, if necessary, take a cheap shot and let him know he's in hostile.
You
don't need to.
Just saying.
Just get your hands on him. That's all you need to do.
This team has 75 sacks.
We almost got to the end of the career without Buddy Ryan.
I just wanted to bring in some aggression. That's all I was doing, Al. All right, Anthony, give me a winner or a weasel.
Winner of the week is Lane Johnson. And, I mean, this guy is going through hell and back through his body, mentally, and it was Mike Soselsky, I think it was on Wednesday or Monday. The week's so blurred, I can't wait for Sunday. One of the days this week you had him on with that article, and going through what he's going through, the torn adductor muscle, still letting up zero pressure, zero quarterback hits, and obviously zero sacks, and he's going to put it on the line and shut Bosa down this week. It's got to be Lane Johnson.
I got to say this. One of the more fascinating things is how much, if at all, the Niners will try to test Johnson by putting Bosa across from him. I got to assume, since that's where Bosa's normal spot is, that he'll try it. And then if it doesn't, they'll swing him over or even go up the middle. The Eagles have to, wherever it is, they got to adjust to him. He's really good.
No, they don't. Unless they have a clone machine on the sideline.
What do you mean?
He can only be one.
I know, Al, but you better have a double two hats on him.
Yeah, sure.
You better put two hats on wherever he is.
But we have other players.
And winner or weasel?
He said Lane Johnson.
Lane Johnson.
Lane Johnson. Rhea.
I like Lane Johnson as winner of the week for coming back and playing. Yeah. I mean, you know, he should be having surgery. And that line was, again, dominant. And I expect it to be again this week. So, yes.
Lane Anthony, Johnson. You just won winner of the week. Go.
Congratulations, Anthony. You won a $50 Visa gift card, a $25 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory, a Philadelphia Eagles Concord East t-shirt, and an Eagles It's a Philly Thing beanie hat.
Congratulations, Anthony.
Awesome. Go Eagles. Eat.
There it is.
I cut him off.
The rest of what he was saying was A-G-L-E-S.
Oh, thanks for clarifying that.
Heard that before. Oh, my brother Paul from Kaufman is online. Hi, Paulie.
How you doing, Angelo?
What are you feeling, my friend?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I was a little woozy going into the Giants game because the last appearance with the Giants didn't impress me too much at all.
Right.
But I feel better going into this game.
All right. Hurts is the reason, right, Paul? Paul, the fact is Hurts was injured in that sequence, even with that Giant game. He looked pretty healthy. And I think he's even playing a little cagey now. He's going, well, I felt better. Yeah, but he's not going to say to you, no, I'm 100%. He'll let you keep wondering. I think he's ready now to play the way Hurts did early part of the year.
Well, I agree. I think that he was hurt more than they said he was when he first got hurt.
Right.
And I think that it took a little while for him to get back into the swing of things once he got hit and he realized he wasn't going to break. Then I thought that he went back to more of his own natural just reaction-type playing. And,
absolutely.
And that's where he's at his best. He really was at his best.
What do you think of the atmosphere on Sunday?
Oh, I think that it's going to be huge as far as volume and the electricity in that in the Lincoln Financial is just going to be off the scale, and it should be, it should be. I mean, this is we went through this in 17, and now the fans are hungry. They tasted it once and they want to go back to the table for that second bite. And it's
like
going to happen this year.
Do you have a weasel better than Chris Sims?
I have. I might be considered a group of weasels, and it's the NBA for not naming Embiid as a starter. I can't believe.
Al Morganti.
No, I don't.
Al says no on that, Paul. But I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a little preview of what the broadcast is going to be like if you do listen to the Fox announcers with our TV critic, Mr. Jay Black. That's coming up next. Lots more of your phone calls. We're wrapping it up big. If I'm not mistaken, Al, and I may be just guessing here, we are going to hear from Superfan before it's over, too. And that is always
is he
a great
one. Coming to Chickies,
too? I'll stop. No, everybody's coming to Chickies now that you're not. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 936. A lot of people out there, you know, we're talking about the pressure of a big game on Sunday. Let me tell you what pressure is. Pressure is when you got hurt on your job and you're not getting paid. And you know you deserve that money. And you just can't get justice. Your disability claim's going unanswered. Your workers' comp case not coming out right. You need a lawyer. You need my friend Sam Pond and his team at Pond Lee Hockey, Jid Adam. How do I know this? Well, I've known Sam a whole life, and I can tell you right now, there's nobody I'd rather have representing me than Sam Pond and the team at Pond Lee Hockey Giordano. When it comes to workers' comp, they're the best in the business. You understand? They've recovered billions of dollars for their injured clients, and they've helped over 100,000 clients during their tenure as a law firm. They will take care of you. You have my promise on that. Pond Lee Hockey, the most successful workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. The number, 800-568-7500, 800-568-7500, pondleehockey.com. Welcome back on a Football Friday. It's 9:42. I just want to mention one thing. Al, there's a difference between you and Jay Black.
All right.
Let me tell you what it is.
What is it?
When I say something, Jay Black listens and acts on it.
Okay.
So I'm on the new TV podcast we're doing called The TV Show with Rhea Hughes and Jay Black.
Nice.
And Rhea also ignores me.
Okay.
And we're on the show and I go, do you want to see something great on Netflix? It's called The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker.
I have no interest in that.
You have no interest. Jay Black, this I recommend it on our podcast. It's available now at jblack.tv.
Right.
Jay Black watched it. Listen to this. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Angelo.
Jay, did you watch The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker?
Not only did I watch it, I have reached out to the Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker to take out Al Morganti. For
thank
going
you.
Out to lunch with my wife.
She's very nice.
Oh, wait a minute. You went out with Jay Black's wife? Wait.
Yeah, he was
what's
on a cruise.
About?
He was on a cruise.
Wait a minute. All right, time out. This sounds nasty. All right, so Jay, you're on a cruise and your wife goes to a lunch date with Al?
Listen, I understand the woman has needs, but Al Morganti? Are you kidding me?
And it's
over me?
Oh, that's hilarious. Al, I almost don't want to know the actual detail.
Yeah, she's with his father-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Coffee. It was pretty cool. She's very, very nice.
Jay, am I right about that show?
Oh, my God. Angelo, it was fantastic. I was watching it. My son came in halfway through and was like, what's this? And he went back and watched the rest of it on its own. It is absolutely enthralling, especially if you are only kind of vaguely familiar with it. You don't know where it's headed. It takes a turn about 60 minutes in, and you're like, oh, my God. It's like you can't believe it's real life. It's so
Rhea,
good.
Would you check it out, please?
No.
I'm watching British TV because of
you. What British TV have you watched?
I watched The Fall. Starring the guy who walks funny.
I never recommended that show.
Now, you should tell her by that. This is a documentary, right?
It's only a little over an hour.
Yeah, it's a documentary.
And it's about a guy who becomes famous because of social media, and then they find out he is not only a whack job, but he's a criminal.
Is he a congressman from New York?
No, he is not. All right, Jack. Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson will be doing the massive Eagles-Niners game. They replaced Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Mm-hmm. How are they being received?
I would say they're being received with a collective meh from the country.
Okay.
I think they've done a serviceable job. I don't think there's anybody in the world that has, you know, beef with either of them. But on the other hand, you know, I know that the idea was that they were going to come in and really prove themselves so that when Brady took over, maybe there would be some, you know, something of a quarterback controversy and they would not take Brady right away. Maybe they would move it around. I don't think there's anybody in the world that's going to go to bat for them, you know, in a positive way. It's not like Romo when he came out and everybody was like, who is this guy? It's just been a collective, you know, a gentleman's tea from the country.
They're not spectacular. They're just okay. But here's the thing. Isn't Olson publicly now saying that he really doesn't want to give up the seat and he's encouraging Brady to continue playing?
100%. There was a USA Today interview that he gave yesterday ahead of the Super Bowl. That was, you know, if you've read enough of these interviews and read in between the lines, it's actually pretty shocking how candid he was being about, like, hey, you know, I'm a big boy. I knew what I was signing up for. But, you know, I'd love to keep the job if, you know, let's hope he doesn't make up his mind right away. I mean, he was very publicly basically saying, hey, I want to keep this job, which I understand, but I don't know if he's earned it.
Is there any chance, Brady, that whole deal falls through at $350 million?
I think there is a chance, and I honestly think it's because of Brady. I mean, there was an interview that Brady gave on radio yesterday where he snapped and cursed and said, I don't know what the bleep I'm going to do next year. If I knew it, I'd be doing it. You know, oh, I mean, yeah. His marriage is falling apart because of football. His life seems a little bit out of control in a way that it's never been before. And honestly, if he plays one more year, is the shine off on him where he's not worth a third of $1 billion?
Very
he's
true.
Not worth it now. But if he does another year like this year, does the shine go off and he loses the luster of the Brady power?
AJ, what were the ratings like last weekend?
So the ratings were down about 3% from last year, but they were higher than the average of the last 7 years. No surprise, the biggest game was Dallas. Dallas got 45.7 million viewers, which was the highest rated TV show since last year's Super Bowl, so huge numbers for them. The Eagles did great for a Saturday night with 30 million, and the least rated game was Jaguars-Bills, which didn't do great.
Even in the snow. Jay, so what's the best matchup for Super Bowl, for TV?
For TV, I mean, I think the Eagles are the biggest there, and I think the Chiefs, because the Chiefs have the biggest name right now in the AFC. So I would say Kansas City, and, you know, you got the Andy Reid factor. So Kansas City, Philadelphia is going to be what the NFL is rooting for.
Jay Black. It's to Jay Black. It's called the TV show at jblack.tv. Please check it out. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
And I just want to say one other thing I did not mention today. The head official in the game Sunday is a man named John Hussey.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles are 6-0 when he is the ref.
There you go.
Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Rope, you other guys get ready. We're doing a final blitz. Hi, Big Rope. Are you excited, Big Rope?
Oh, yeah. You had two of my great friends on, Colleen Wolf and Mayor Marty Small.
You know Marty Small?
Colleen. Yeah, I was texting Colleen a couple of weeks ago. I texted her a picture, her style at the Buffalo game, and she responded back. She said, it was cold, but I had to bring my style.
All right, so, Rube, being that you're a Steeler fan, but this is the biggest game of the year in this town, how do you approach it?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm excited like everyone else. I remember driving down Broad Street the other day on the south side, and I'm seeing them putting all the barricades down. I was excited, giddy, just like I was a Birds fan.
All right, hold on a minute. Did you see any greasing of poles?
No, not yet. But they you know, I heard on the news that they might initiate that. So, you know, how 18 was 17 season in February 18. It was crazy, though.
I love it. Big Rube, where can people get your chicken?
Oh, man, I open at noon today, Pitchers Pub on Main Street, 4326. And Manny Young, and, you know, follow me and Chef Big Rube, and I see y'all Sunday or all weekend.
Holla!
Holla!
All right, we're going rapid fire. Are you ready, Al?
Right
now, here's what you got. Mm-hmm. I got Chris Sims, but we got Stephon Diggs.
He's in the lead.
In the lead. Yep. So you got to beat Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. Charlie is first up. Hi, Charlie.
What's up? The AVP for snubbing all of our boys.
The what?
Al, the AVP for snubbing our boys.
AP.
AP.
Associated Press.
No.
Already picked and no. Dave is next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Angelo. How are you, brother? I can't wait for tonight to see you, Chicken Pete. I got a weasel. I got to take that turncoat Michael Irvin, who was on your show a couple months ago and said the Eagles were the team to beat, and now he's switching sides over to the other team in Kansas City.
Oh, he's begging the Niners to beat the Eagles. Al, Michael Irvin, a phony.
No, I always knew it.
He always knew it. Jerry from Wilmington. Hi, Jerry.
No.
Go ahead, Jerry. I need a weasel.
I'm going to go with Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys, the final worst play playoff game ever called.
Great one, Jerry.
No, I think that was the quarterback was supposed to get up.
Yeah. Hey, whatever happened, it didn't work. Sparky, I need a weasel.
Happy Championship Friday. First down, brother. Listen, real quick, tell Jen she's 2 weeks early on that cake. And that you bet, as you look to the left, that event center is 2 weeks on Wing Bowl Grand Finale at Brigada.
All right, listen, let me tell her now. She's right there. Jen, I'm going to need another cake in 2 weeks. All right, I need another cake.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sparky. Do you have a weasel?
Yes, Debo Samuel for saying that their fans and their crowd in that BS stadium in San Francisco is louder than ours.
No, he has to say it. It's his hometown.
Mike, I need a weasel. Steve from Dallas. What do you call Dallas for, Steve?
No. Man, I love listening to your show. I first heard you on The Ticket, and I started tuning in about a year ago. Your audacity plus the excellence of the fandom really has me listening to you now and then, and I love you and I love your fans, and the weasel of the week is Dak.
Right. Who's the weasel?
Dak Prescott.
He just sucked.
No. We said no on that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to award the winner, the weasel.
To the mummer.
You actually won over here.
Yes.
He won. Johnson, what did he win?
Congratulations. You won a $50 Visa gift card, a $25 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory, a Philadelphia Eagles Concord East t-shirt, and an Eagles It's a Philly Thing beanie hat.
There's only one way to end the show before the biggest game of the year, and that's to bring on. Superfan! Hi, Superfan!
Woo! Angelo! Woo, baby! I'm coming in hot, strong, okay? Right out of the gate. Now, you know that I've always fancied myself, okay, as a bit of a Matlock, okay?
Yes, correct.
When there's a mystery, okay, I like to get to the bottom of it, okay? Speaking of bottoms, okay, Chris Sims, okay? Hi, Chrissy. Hi. Hi. Now, listen. I'm trying to figure out, okay, what's this guy's major malfunction with our beloved birds, right? And my wheels are spinning. And then you made everything nice and clear this week, very crystal clear, when you started talking about Kyle Shanahan, okay, and the tattoos, okay?
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I get it, Ange. Okay, couple of buddies, you're in college, you get hammered, you think, hey, let's go out, we'll get matching leprechaun tattoos, okay? Yeah. Okay, now, but, another dude's initials?
Yeah.
Okay, on your ankle? Okay, now listen, I'm not insinuating, okay, that these guys are erstwhile paramours, okay?
I understand, right.
Okay, but, that's gayer than a Hello Kitty screwdriver, okay?
Here we go.
Even Liberace.
Gotta stop him.
All right, Superfan, I've probably covered enough with
that. We took care of that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Listen, go ahead. Any final words, Superfan?
Yes. People, Philadelphia, okay? You know, they there's a lot of disrespect out there, okay? But let me tell you something. You're the greatest fans on the planet, and I love you, okay? So what I want you to do, in the words, okay, of Muhammad Ali, okay, me, okay, we, I want you to bring it. Go, birds! We are champions! E-A-G-L-E-S,
he is good.
Dude, man. You know what it is, Al? Like, he hadn't called in like 20 years. He's still on the rules of 20 years
ago. Yeah, he doesn't know. We had to,
No, I understand you had a blip somewhere in there, but it's Superfan. You can't stop. You can only hold him back a little bit. Ava Graham, it's time to do a wrap.
Well, how do you follow up that one? Line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Well, how do you follow it up? I just took a little portion of Simon John's introduction earlier because he crushed it today, and you will be able to hear it podcasted.
They're banking that one of the fiercest, most intimidating fan bases in all of sports can help to push pride and propel them to a confetti-filled night in South Philly.
It was great.
It really was tremendous. And thanks to the mayor, by the way, for bestowing that honor onto you for it's Angelo Day, right?
Yes, it's Marty Small, Senior, is the mayor here in Atlantic City. I also want to thank Borgata for this amazing cake. You should see this cake.
I shared it, so I hope everyone's enjoying it down there.
Phenomenal.
And our final read on the question of the day brought to you by Armand Chevrolet of Ardmore. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armand Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find the roads at armandchevy.com. Who will win Sunday's NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field? 93% Eagles.
Very optimistic. We will see you at 6 o'clock at Chickens and Pizza, South Philly. And I want to take a personal moment here to thank all the people that came out. So many of you stood here for over 4 hours today. God bless you all. Thank you for the incredible outpouring in Atlantic City over the last couple of weeks. It's been absolutely amazing. And I'm sure if we last much longer, they're throwing us out of here. We're clogging up a lot of ground here. But I want to thank our assistant back at the station, Ava Graham, our engineer here at Borgata, Dave Breitmeyer, producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr., Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie coming up next. Go Eagles! How did we do to that?